Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Actor William Hurt, next hour, going to phone the program. We're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire. Facebook's out there. The broadcast is podcast is TNTRadioEmpire.com. Patronize the advertisers on the radio stations or the podcast, wherever you hear the commercials, because they pay for this. And they pay good money, and they're fine people. So patronize them. Buy stuff from them.
Please.
Yes.
World leaders are in Poland today, Holocaust Remembrance Day.
There's a Twitter feed that goes out. Some Holocaust group puts it out. It just shows random kids and young people that were murdered.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
And that big box of all those wedding rings.
Just says never forget, and they put out a new photo all the time. Just babies and toddlers. It's brutal.
So are there Nazi sympathizers? Some of them very good people.
Yeah, yeah, some of them.
That are mad?
No, they're all horrible.
At these world leaders? Because they're acknowledging something that some of them say didn't exist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or some of them say it was a good thing. Nazis were bad people.
Oh, yeah, because somebody worse could have come along.
Yeah. Yeah. There are good people on both sides. Remember that. No, there's not.
Remember that.
Yeah. Our leader said that. Right. Our leader said that.
Let's hear these Nazis out.
Yeah, yeah. Jesus, that's why they say never forget.
Because people do.
Well, or just don't care. Yeah. Like the President of the United States.
Well, never forget means selectively remember.
Right.
That's what that means.
I didn't realize this. Nearly all the 16 NBA teams that played yesterday took a 24-second shot clock violation.
That was cool.
Or held the ball for 8 seconds in the backcourt to pay respects to Kobe. He wore number 24 and number 8 during his Lakers career.
Yeah, the 24-second clock, they let it both run out.
Yeah, I knew he wore two different numbers at two different stages
and both were,
his career.
Both were retired by the Lakers, too, by the way.
How come he switched?
I don't remember. I forgot about that, too.
Yeah, I don't remember the circumstances.
I don't know
he
why.
He started as 8, and then about halfway through or so, he switched to 24. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the reasoning either.
I think it was after he was in court and everything. He was trying to, like, revamp or move on.
8 was a little rapey. 24 wasn't.
Right?
All right. Hey, don't yell at me.
24 doesn't rape.
That was it. Well, 24 doesn't rape.
It came out last night. They said the Mavericks have decided they're going to retire 24, and they're thinking maybe the rest of the league may follow suit everybody retire 24.
I think that's a little bit too soon. I don't know why.
Way
too soon.
I think give it a chance
soon.
Breathe
a
scotch.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, give him a chance.
I mean, Jordan's number should be retired before anybody's when it comes to something like that.
Thank you.
You're right. Across the board.
But that's
He wanted 24 as a rookie, but it was not available. I don't know who had it.
Somebody else had it, right? Yeah.
Am I correct in saying Jackie Robinson's the only one that's ever had a number retired sport-wide?
They're trying to get Roberto Clemente's 21 because he's the first Latin player to do that, and they're huge in Major League Baseball.
But you can't be too generous because you're going to run out of numbers.
NBA can. They got 100 numbers and only 15 guys on the team.
Theoretically.
Even teams have to be selective about what numbers they retire.
Just the Yankees. Yeah. The Yankees are running out of numbers. Yeah.
It's not 100 numbers that they have. Because if I'm not mistaken, in basketball, there are exceptions to this, but generally in basketball, none of the numbers go above 5.
What do you mean?
Well, I've seen dudes who wear, like 37.
Sure,
things like that.
But that's rare. It's so the referees can tell the
with one hand
the people keeping
numbers.
Score.
There's a ton of double digit numbers.
No, I didn't say no. Not double digit, but none of the individual numbers.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Are above five. Like the highest number would be 55.
Got it. All
now,
right.
If I'm not mistaken, there are exceptions to this.
Yeah, I didn't think
those guys were 99.
But not many, No.
There's not even a 64.
Yeah, not in the NBA. No.
There's double zero and zero. You can do those. But
you can do that one handed.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes, you can.
Robin wore 91.
Circle, zero, zero.
And if you get assigned
there are few examples. Yeah, right. There are very few exceptions.
But if you get like a 89 in baseball spring training, that means you're not going to
you
the show.
You ain't playing.
But a lot of those guys are keeping those numbers now
in
baseball. They make it in spring training, and they keep that number. I like that.
But teams are really selective about the numbers that they retire because they know they're going to run out of them. I don't think the Vikings have even retired Randy Moss's number. They're still an 84.
Yeah, but I mean, football's different. They've got 53 guys
finite
on the roster.
Amount, right.
You know,
find that amount.
And you know, there's assignment. You have to have this number if you're a lineman.
Exactly.
You have to have this number if you're going to be a receiver. Yeah. You got to be in this range if you want to be a quarterback.
I'm just saying, basketball's
a little different.
They could be a little bit more loose with that.
I'm surprised by how quickly, like especially on the Chiefs, when like Eric Berry left, there was another number 29 like the next year. I'm like, you don't even give it a year off.
Yeah, that maybe I shouldn't. I guess I should have chosen another number.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the Packers. Yeah. The Packers, not even cold. In total, I think the Packers have maybe six numbers retired.
Well, the Yankees got almost, I think it's one through 10. They're all retired.
Yeah, there's no single digits left for the
right.
Yankees.
Yeah. Including 10.
Right, Jeter was the last one, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Jeter was the last single digit to get retired.
We'll have to do 1A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be like sprint cars.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
27Q coming around second.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you can always believe everything you see and read on the interwebs.
Yeah, all the time.
Thank goodness, because, you know, things might, turn you a little, wrong if you were. If that wasn't true.
Oh, yeah, you can always find something to fit your narrative. So that's what we love about the
some
internet.
Some people are saying.
But there are facts, too, by the way.
There are posts on the interwebs.
But there's alternatives to them all over the
alternative
internet.
Alternative facts.
Yeah.
If you ever write that term, you're an idiot.
Apparently there's alternative facts circulating online about the coronavirus.
Oh, there you go.
Number of posts say that the virus was created in a lab and patented and that a vaccine already exists and word is not giving it away. Man. The coronavirus blamed for at least 80 deaths in China. They say it sickened at least 2,700 people so far. Some people are saying that number is much, much, much higher. There's also several confirmed cases in the United States of America.
Eight, I believe it said, right?
Don't believe everything you read. It is not patented. A vaccine does not already exist.
Well, that's what they want you to think.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
You're falling right into the trap, Craig.
Craig. You're part of the master plan.
I guess so. That's what I hear.
They manipulated you.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. Falling for facts. I hate that. Make stuff up.
Okay.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, we're all tired.
Yes.
Because of our poor sleep habits.
Mm-hmm. Horrible sleep habits.
Yeah, because we look at screens. Before we go to bed, we have that.
Now,
alcohol.
Our sleep habits are because our alarm goes
before
off.
We go to bed.
Other people, everybody else is not tired.
A lot of people are tired.
Most people are not tired. Just go to bed, get up when you feel like it. That's most people.
Yeah, when you feel like it.
I talked to a guy the other day. He said, if I wake up when you wake up, I'd kill myself. That was his line. Don't yell at me.
Right.
And I said, sorry. Well, that's what I got to do. But you're right. He gets to sleep in. He goes to work at 9. So he's not as tired as me. He's admittedly not as tired as me.
Well, that guy isn't.
Okay.
But some people have to show up at work at 7.
Yeah, I realize
that. And that guy's tired.
Yeah, he shouldn't be.
Tell him.
Right.
She's tired.
Yeah, if we had to wake up at 9, I would probably be inclined to stay up a little later.
Exactly. I know I would.
You'd still get more than 5 hours sleep.
Yes, probably. I would.
That's it. Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
It was nice. I mean, I did have a job once, as did you, I know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where you could go to sleep anytime you wanted, right. Sleep for as long as you wanted, yes. And when you woke up the next day, wander over to work.
That's what I did for years.
I did, too.
Yep. And it was
sounds great.
It was great. Yeah. I had to be there when I did afternoon, 11-ish to 1, somewhere.
Right. Yeah. Fall asleep around, you know, 2, 3, wake up at 10, nobody, 11, make it to work by noon, you're
right.
Fine.
Yeah.
That sounds perfect.
This, I was always
Noon to 7 was a great shift. And noon was iffish. I didn't have to be there.
Exactly.
I showed up, you know. Yeah,
you get there when you got there. Yeah.
The best shift I ever worked, and they amended it shortly after I got the job, but it was 6 to 10 p.m.
Well, when you're younger, yeah.
Yeah. You sleep in for, you'll get up by 3, go in.
Go party.
Yeah, do a little work, and then after 10.
So I was not as tired then, and I was hardcore partying back then.
Yeah.
I'm more tired now, so shut up.
We had to.
If you're waking up now, you're not tired.
More recovery.
It's 8:40. It's 8:40 Central. You're not tired.
Stuff that we
avoid.
Lazy.
You're lazy. Hey. Nick, before you start doing this, what time's your alarm go off?
I would get up shortly before 8.
All right.
And take my kid to school and then go back to sleep a lot of times for an hour and then go.
You would have slept more if you didn't have to take your kid to school.
Mm-hmm. No, he did. He went back to dad.
Take his kid to school. I would usually take him.
Then I would go back to sleep for, an hour until I was late for work and then head in.
We're all tired. Go ahead.
No point system at this job, huh?
No.
No.
I make sure you can't ask about that in the interview. You don't have like a point system if I'm late constantly, do you? It won't be a problem, but it'll be a problem.
Yeah. I'm going to be late constantly. Right.
Well, that's why it was easy with my hours here. Staying come every day, I was like, hey, man, you know how I usually show up at like 10 after? Can we just like make that the time that I'm expected to be here? And he's like, like nothing changed.
Well, that's right, because you leave here now and you go right to your other job, right? You said sure.
Yeah, because if not, I guess.
So now you're late every day and it's allowed.
Right. Yeah. I think it was kind of expected before, but it was disappointing. Now it's just kind of like, what's expected?
Now it's written, so to speak.
I think they're still disappointed I show up, but.
No. But that's a different thing.
Yeah.
It's a different conversation.
You must do your work fine, because obviously you're still there.
Yeah, everything gets through. Yeah. I had a previous supervisor that she did a review, and she said it's hard to tell somebody they're a satisfactory employee. Is it? Seems like you could just say it.
Or was it just hard to tell you?
Yeah. Well, I think they wanted to lower the point system so they didn't have to give you a decent raise.
Jeez.
So I'm like, it doesn't seem like it's that hard. And really, if I'm not a satisfactory employee, I shouldn't be here.
Right. Right.
So she was having a tough time telling you were doing just enough.
Right. Yeah.
You are doing the absolute minimum.
You're right, though.
Good job.
It is easy to say, hey, you're doing a good job. Thanks.
Yeah. So then the next time I had a review, I took the hammer to myself.
Oh, yeah?
They're like, how do you do in these situations? I'm like, if you're not going to tell me I'm satisfied, I'll beat myself up. I don't need it from you.
There you go.
Yeah. You need to pile on my bruises.
And is it all based on they don't want to give you a raise?
Yeah.
That was his theory.
I figure, yeah.
And there's something to be said for that.
But like you said, if it's a job that you're not really worried about, I had a job at a nursing home in high school, and they took me in for a review, which was just idiotic. It was like, I'm like 17. This lady's going, well, they couldn't find you that one day because you were sometimes you don't do all your work to completion, because I was mopping floors.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, okay.
Right.
And then she goes, well, what do you have to say for yourself? And she wasn't mad at me. She just, in paraphrasing a little bit, what do you have to say about these? I said,
I
said, I'm a high school senior and I'm going to not be here in 6 months.
I'm never going to see you again.
Right. Yeah. And I'm thinking, but she was really serious about this interview. And she goes, are you going to sign off on this? Yeah, sure.
I'm just okay.
I agree.
When it comes to mopping floors, I was just okay.
Yeah, Mike Tyler, just okay.
Yeah. And I didn't care.
That's really not one of the most important dangerous jobs in the world.
Right.
That's one where you could be just okay.
Yeah. I was okay. Mm-hmm. I wasn't responsible for anything except for mopping floors.
Look, lady, I don't care.
Yeah,
basically,
I don't care.
I kind of said that to her.
It's always weird. Yeah, what do you got to say for something? I don't know. Are you going to fire me? Are we done?
I mean, I really didn't get her attitude towards me that day, because I'm thinking, what do you think I'm doing here? I'm
just, well, her attitude was,
I'm not going to be here.
I'm stuck in this hellhole, and I have to bust my ass.
But she also knows she's talking to a 17-year-old
right.
kid.
She
knows, so she's got to know that I'm okay. I'm okay. I mean, I wasn't insubordinate. I didn't do anything illegal. I was just mop floors. Okay.
No,
you weren't pushing over old ladies with walkers.
No, a 17-year-old kid, and you probably have options in front of you. She doesn't.
Well, she was the supervisor of the whole bit, so I'm guessing that was her job, you know?
I'm guessing that wasn't her dream.
Probably not.
Right.
Yeah, but you know the thing about dreams.
Yeah. Sometimes your dreams are stupid. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, she had them. They were stupid, and now she's supervising...
Maybe the way she went about getting her dream.
Well, now she's dead. I guarantee she's dead.
Maybe that was just the way she went about achieving her dreams.
Right.
So stupid.
She's dead now.
She's got to be the supervisor for a floor mop in Tyler.
Yeah, having to talk some motivation into you was what made her realize that she'd made all the wrong choices in life.
Pretty much.
How did I get here?
And she's dead.
I've had bad jobs. I just hate that I've realized I needed to get out because I was like getting good at them. Like, I don't want to be good here. No.
Yeah.
I could have to grab like medical supplies out of a box at a warehouse, and sometimes I'd grab like exactly what I needed.
Right.
Like, that was seven syringes. I know what seven syringes in my, like, I got to go.
I've only had two other jobs that were not radio related. And one I was just okay. And the other one I sucked at.
Oh, yeah. Well, I sucked at a few.
Yeah. It was working at a car dealership.
If you get better, I'm with Nick. Yeah. That you start getting better stuff like that, you that's where you're staying.
And this was before somebody found out that you could spray some kind of liquid on the the sticker, the manufacturer's suggested retail price stickers,
right.
Which were difficult to get off with just a razor.
You were right? you were the designated scraper, right?
Yeah, I was the scraper,
man.
And I hated it. And I let everybody know every day. And I did a shoddy job. And my dad had gotten me this job.
Yeah.
And he was friends with the car.
By the way, dad's birthday last week.
And this guy approached my dad and said,
he sucks.
I'm going to have to fire your son. And dad said, I understand.
If I could, I would.
Yeah.
He just sucks.
Bastard doesn't even call me on my birthday. That's fine.
The same way that, when I was asked to mow the lawn, I did such a crappy job that dad said, I'm just going to take over. You suck. And
you
I said, good.
Suck.
I think my son tried to do that. Maybe if I make this so bad that I won't have to mow, then I'd be like, you got to go out and like fix this now.
I personally sabotaged it, running over flowers.
I used to run over flowers when I was mowing my mom's lawn, but I was baked.
Did you shoot rocks into the window like the movies, like the commercial? Yeah.
You were baked. Shot them at neighborhood kids.
I did that with a snowblower the other day. Accidentally got a little bit off the sidewalk and hit the landscaping rocks.
Oh, yeah.
Shot a few of them out the snowblower.
Did you hit anything?
No.
Nope. Didn't go through the bay window?
No, it was the spout was pointed to the side, thank God. But, come on, bring it back a little bit. That's too far.
So we're all tired, right?
We're all tired.
Yeah.
And we all do sloppy work.
We suck.
And we avoid activities because we're tired in a recent survey of British adults working out and cleaning the house. Are the top two activities most frequently avoided because we are too tired.
It's real tough to work out when you're tired. It really is.
Yeah, that's easy to be the first thing to blow off.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Socializing made the list, which, tired or not.
Do we have to?
Cooking dinner made the list of things that we don't do when we're too tired.
We got Grubhub.
Well, for me, it's sitting there and waiting for dinner.
Even, but you aren't too tired to sit there and wait.
No, I'm not. But sometimes I'm too tired. Come on, when's this ready?
Does she bring you your smoking jacket and your slippers before
No. She just knows I can't cook, and it's not. I just don't do it.
And since we're all tired,
mix you a highball.
Yep. No, I make my own drinks.
Oh, do you?
I make my own drinks. Yeah.
Because if she makes them, she counts.
She doesn't make you a pitcher.
Yeah.
And then just set a picture of martinis and then just set it there.
He gives me slippers and a sweater, rubs my feet.
Nope. Sweetie, do you need more
None
Alex?
Of that crap. Yeah.
How was Beeves Day?
She'll.
Here's your paper.
Yeah.
That sounds like a
good deal. I'm too tired to wait for her to get food ready. I have been that. I'm going to lay down out of here for a second.
Apparently having sex made the list as well of things that we avoid because we are too tired.
Mm-hmm.
About a third of us have canceled a date or other social plans because we're too tired.
Yeah.
We avoid shopping, driving, and reading even because they just sound too challenging because we're too tired. The average adult complains of sluggishness 3 times every day. That means that there's some people that don't complain or the ones that only complain once a day.
Yeah.
Others are picking up the slack. Shut the hell up. We're all tired.
Yes. Except some of you aren't as tired as we are.
Yeah, some of you are making the rest of us look bad.
You're not as tired as me right now. I had a
energy
crappy
levels,
night's sleep,
they say.
Cold. You're not as tired as me.
They say that our energy levels are usually at their lowest around 2:43 in the afternoon.
For us, that's the exact opposite because I had a good nap before 2:43 in the afternoon, but it's a different kind of lifestyle.
Energy levels are at their highest about 10:28 in the morning.
Oh, that's the worst time for us, yeah.
About 10:30 in the morning. Yeah. That's your highest energy levels right there.
I am in bed at 10:28, but I'm not...
Right.
If
we're lucky.
Yeah.
And adults say they're most sleepy on Mondays. That makes sense. Saturdays are when adults are at their most alert because, well, they slept in.
They're not so freaking tired.
Yeah. They slept in.
So go to work. If you're going to work now, you should be wide awake and bushy-tailed.
I still find myself desiring a nap about noon, 1 o'clock on Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah, you feel that kicking in, don't you? Yeah. All right. We're all tired.
We are.
Except that we are more tired. I don't care what you say about that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.